for Tuesday. Yeah, man. Two for Tuesday. Darren requested Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and that's American Patrol right here on WGN. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we're here until 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6. And Esmeralda just walked in the studio. Your hair is fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
It really is. That's a really nice color on you.
Thanks.
Yeah. A nice cut, too.
Yeah, no, my hairstylist does good work.
Yeah, that looks great. You look
well,
you look fantastic.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, you know what, though? But you're going to go down, despite your hair.
Okay. I was hoping it was going to be a Samson situation, but opposite.
Opposite, right, that's right. Yeah. You get a haircut, you get more power.
Yes.
Right, no, it's fabulous. Okay, Dan, should we do the thing with the thing on top of the thing with the thing?
It's Nick D. Celebrity Name Game. These are the claims to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun. Let's start and play.
Yeah. All right. That's our theme song here. We play a little the radio version of Celebrity Name Game, which is based on the TV show that Craigie Fergie hosted. Now it's not going to be on anymore. But basically, Esmeralda and I get two cards. One card has a theme, and the clues are connected in some way. And the other card could be anything at all. We get 45 seconds for the first round and 75 seconds for the second round. And then Dan will keep track of the time, as he does every time we play this. We appreciate that, Dan. And the score.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So Esmeralda will give clues first, and the first round is always somehow connected by a clue. So what do we got going here?
It's an honor, really, on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Oh, okay,
it's going to be Oscar Stone.
Cover of Rolling Stone. Okay. All right.
3, 2, 1.
She had that Hello song.
Adele.
Yes. He's in Dancing in the Streets, David Bowie.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah. You like him. He's like, he had that Uptown Sound song.
Bruno Mars.
Yes. He was on that awful show with the two men and the kid.
Two and a Half Men?
Yes.
Oh, Charlie Sheen?
Yes. He smokes a lot of weed and he's a rapper.
Snoop Dogg.
Yes. Oh, he imagined.
John Lennon?
Yes.
10 seconds.
The show where they do the drugs and they're blue and he makes them and he's a chem teacher.
Oh, Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Time. Oh, my gosh.
What was the oh, my gosh?
Nirvana. I couldn't think of anything.
So Breaking Bad was on the cover of Rolling Stone? What was it, just the...
Yeah, it's probably the...
Just the cast, probably?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay. What did we get there?
7.
7? That's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Not bad.
Good job.
All right, hair. What are we doing here? Here we go. 45 seconds and hold on.
It's the theme.
Capitol Hill. All About Washington, D.C.
Cool.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
I wish he was still our president.
Oh, Barack Obama.
It's where the president lives.
The White House.
Okay. Not sure, but she was in Knocked Up, and she was...
Katherine Heigl?
Yeah. Maybe she's from D.C.
Maybe, yeah.
It's the Nixon scandal that took him down.
Watergate.
Right. It is, man. There's a statue of the president who freed
Abraham
the slaves.
Lincoln?
Yeah, but what's the whole thing called? When you go to it, it's the.
Oh my gosh.
When someone dies, they hold a blank service.
A wake.
No.
A funeral.
No.
I don't. Intense. Oh, memorial.
It's, yes.
Memorial Abraham Lincoln.
Skip it.
Time.
That went quick.
The Lincoln Memorial.
Oh, okay.
Katherine Heigl must be from D.C. That was, or is she on a show now, like a political?
She was on a law show called Doubt, but that got canceled.
Right. Everything she has been on lately has been canceled. And Bill Nye the Science Guy was the next clue. Is he from D.C.?
I don't know. It could be stuff like because he has to go there and
yeah.
and testify. And
I love him.
And give things.
Katherine Heigl was born in D.C.
Oh, okay. All right. So we learn so much.
This is what it's all about.
That's what it's all learning. About learning. Yes.
Just like Bill Nye.
What we? I love Bill Nye.
No, he's great.
Also from Washington, D.C.
He's fantastic.
Bill
I love that
Nye,
guy.
The science
he
guy.
Rules. He rules.
That was a great day in science class when you got to watch Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh, they would just
episodes.
Let you watch it?
Yeah, because he was learning.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Well, how many did we get there?
Four.
All right, seven
mm-hmm.
to four.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now it could be anything. Anything at all, which could be anything.
Yes.
Three.
75 seconds.
Two. One.
Oh, they shout his name, and he was here in Chicago, and he always had the talk show, and they would fight.
Oh, Jerry Springer.
Yes. She is the pancake bottle.
Aunt Jemima?
Yes. Oh, again, the Uptown Sound guy.
Wow, Bruno Mars.
Yes. She was, again, she's Bill's wife.
Hillary Clinton.
Yes. You eat this in the summer, and it's got those seeds, and it's round and green.
Oh, watermelon.
Yes. She was blind.
Helen Keller.
Yes. Shaggy's buddy.
Scooby-Doo.
Yes. I think he was on the Yankees.
Derek Jeter.
Nope.
Alex Rodriguez.
Yes. he was in, he's got those eyebrows and he was, I think that counted wrong.
Jack Nicholson. Yeah, yeah. You said Jack.
Okay, so the place.
He's got those eyebrows. All right, okay. Cool.
So the place where you go and it's a happy, happy place and it's in Florida.
Oh, Disney World.
Yes, done.
Okay.
It's a happy place. Yeah.
He's got the eyebrows. That's your clue.
Because I was thinking, because you know he was
can't
the
like,
eyebrow thing.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest. A few good
anything.
Men.
I could just imagine him frozen.
Eyebrow. At the end of The Shining. That's the first image
it's
that comes to your mind.
The only thing that sticks in my head is it's so ridiculous. I was so into that movie, and then that happened. Like,
oh,
really?
Man. You can't discount the other 2 hours and 10 minutes.
I mean, I know, but still, it's kind of like this is what.
Yeah.
There were no other takes.
All right. What the hell happened there?
You got 9 for a new total of 16.
16. All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, hair. let's see. This is a 75 seconds. Could be anything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
He played Doogie Howser.
Oh.
He was in...
Yeah.
Harold and Kumar.
I can't remember.
He's got three names.
I always have trouble with this one.
He's gay.
Right. I don't know.
It's fantastic.
Pass.
It's the little brick toys that you stick together.
Legos.
Right. It's the British show that everybody loves. It's
The Office.
The British British show. It's not
Doctor
been,
Who.
No, it's a period piece.
It
all takes
gosh.
Place in a house. There's
yeah,
the servants.
Downton Abbey.
Yes. The band out of Boston, Steven Tyler is the lead singer.
Aerosmith.
Right. Fantastic movie where Jim Carrey talks out of his butt.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
That's right. The movie we were just talking about, he's frozen.
Oh, The Shining.
Right. the guy who was in the Fast and the Furious movies and died in a car accident.
Paul.
Texas Ranger. What's the TV show? Texas Ranger. Blank Texas Ranger. When you put one foot in front of the other, what are you doing?
Oh, Paul Walker.
Right. the biblical brothers.
Cain and Abel.
Right.
Abel and Cain.
This is a...
What is that stupid man's name? I always forget.
Neil Patrick Harris.
I knew his three...
He's a lovely man.
I know. No, I like him, but I couldn't remember for the life of me.
Saks Fifth Avenue was the next clue. That would have been hard.
That would have been very hard.
Especially for me, since I'm...
You play Bill Clinton plays the.
That yeah, hey, it sounds like
after
it.
After four.
Yeah.
What do you plead?
If you don't want to lie. All right. Okay, we got a break here. We got weather. What's our total at halftime?
Currently 16-11.
Mm. Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. How are you doing this fine morning. It's Two for Tuesday. That wraps up Two for Tuesday for the morning. Darren requested Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Little Brown Jug. And tomorrow's Wild Card Wednesday. Keep that in mind, you nutcases. Get your request ready. That'll be for tomorrow. All right, we are in the middle of a round of celebrity name game.
Mm-hmm.
And can we be reminded of the score again?
Currently, Nick DiGilio leads 16-11.
Oh! Mm-hmm. All right. Esmeralda, are you ready? What are we talking about?
Turns up the heat!
Turn up the heat?
Cold stuff. Oh, turn up. Oh, like, turn up the heat!
Because it's cold.
Cold stuff.
It's cold. Turn the heat up! Cold stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
It's that thing, and it talks, and it's made of what falls from the sky.
A snowman? Frosty, yep. The snowman.
Yes. where does Santa Claus live?
The North Pole.
Yes. Who's that other snowman that sings? And then they made that awful movie with Michael Keaton.
Jack Frost.
Yeah. You do this on frozen water.
Ice skate?
Yes. He's green and his heart grows.
Oh, the Grinch.
Yes.
10 seconds.
This thing. Oh, it could poke your eye out, kid.
Oh, an icicle.
Oh, no, wait, no.
BB gun.
The Titanic got knocked out. But
iceberg.
Yes.
Time.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on, we just want to.
I know the difference. I just for some reason.
No, I know, but hold on a second. By the way, the icicle is not what they say he's going to get his eye. It's the BB gun.
I know, but that was the big old lie. That's all I could think of. I heard.
Yeah,
I was thinking icicle.
Right.
An icicle hit me.
Yeah, my glasses. Broke my glasses. who was it? Didn't we have a caller who said they hated A Christmas Story?
Yeah, there was a guy.
Like last week, right? Somebody called up and said, I hate A Christmas Story. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, things that everyone loves. And
oh, that's what, yeah. And he hated it. All right. Okay. How many we get there?
Six for a new total of 22.
Mm. Okay. All right. 45 seconds on the clock for this one. Oh, no. Paint Your Wagon, famous artists. I am going to have a hard time with this. I'm telling you right now.
All right.
All right.
Cool.
Three, two, one.
Cut off his ear.
Van Gogh.
Full name.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Right. My nose is on the side of my face. My
Picasso.
Eye.
Full Pablo name. Picasso.
Right. Was also an inventor, Italian. Invented a lot of things. There was a code that there was a series of books.
Oh, man, I don't know his Da Vinci.
First name.
He's Leonardo Da Vinci.
Yes. The other Italian painted the Sistine Chapel. The ceiling.
Michelangelo.
Yes. I love him. Soup cans, Campbell's soup cans.
Warhol, Andy Warhol.
Right. She paints vaginas. They're flowers, but they're vaginas.
10 seconds.
George O'Keefe.
Right. He's got that crazy mustache, and he was a surrealist.
Salvador Dali.
Right. An impressionist. One word.
Time.
It's Monet. Was he an impressionist? Yeah, he was an impressionist.
He did the with the lilies.
Yeah. I did better than that than I thought I would. I thought I was going to have some
difficulty. That was not bad. Amazed I could remember.
Jackson Pollock, I was just going to say. He splashed paint all over the canvas. That's Jackson Pollock.
Yeah. No, I mean, come on.
All right. So what did we get there?
Seven for a total of 18. So 22-18.
22-18. Mm. It's close.
Very.
It's very close, man. Anything can happen now. Okay. When it could be anything at all, anything, I'm telling you right now, anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Three, two, one.
He's on The Price is Right now. He's all skinny.
Drew Carey.
Yeah. She had the show and she'd fling the koozies at people.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes. The rappers wore it, the shoes, and they got the
Kicks?
Stripes.
Air Jordans? Air Jordans?
No, this got the stripes on the side.
Oh, Adidas. Low. Adidas.
Yes. His wife talked like this. Yeah, he said in the chat.
Oh,
he's real racist.
Archie Bunker.
Yes. I don't even know how to. It's a type of animal that looks kind of, he's like a fat animal.
Walrus?
No, but it's the kind you keep in your house.
Dog?
Yeah. So, you know.
A type of dog?
Right. You know the kind, that, what's the thing that they run away from in Spain?
A bulldog.
Yes. She was in Beetlejuice and Mermaids.
Winona Ryder.
Yes. The show we were talking about, the hours.
10 seconds.
60 minutes?
Day. No.
24.
Yes. This is a type of primate.
Chimpanzee?
The little one, yeah.
How the hell did I get that? How did I get chimpanzee?
I don't know.
It's a type of primate, and I went right to chimpanzee. All right. I could have went to baboon.
Gorilla.
Gorilla. All right. What did we get there?
Spider monkey.
8 for a total of 30.
So it's 30 to what?
18.
So I can't.
You can't win.
Whatever.
But we're going to have a final round after we find out what's happening on the opening bell.
Yes.
And here's Steve Grzanich. Go ahead, Steve.
Come,
hey.
come to think of it, primate would have also counted for Archie Bunker as well. So.
Ah.
Oh.
So, ba-dum-bum. Okay, I'll stick to business. Good morning, everybody. Coming up next, local grocery stores, are they surviving in the middle of all of these mergers and acquisitions like Amazon and Whole Foods and the opioid crisis? So we'll talk about how it's affecting the economy right after your show coming up next to the opening bell.
All right, thanks,
Steve.
Have
a great day.
You too. Okay. Final round here, mm-hmm. Esmeralda. Are you ready mm-hmm. for some stuff?
Yes.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
It's the show where Simon Cowell was a
American Idol.
Right. Left-handed guitarist. He died at 28. Black. Amazing. One of the greatest guitarists ever lived. He set his guitar on fire. Big, tall basketball player. Used to play for Miami. Played for L.A. Giant basketball player.
Shaquille O'Neal?
Right. It's the TV show with Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Hansen.
Empire.
Right. The leader of the gang from the HBO show, the gangsters from the HBO show, main character.
Tony Soprano?
Right. The hockey team in Canada.
The Maple Leafs.
Yes. Where?
Toronto?
Yes. Say it all together.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
All right.
Leafs.
The All-American dessert.
Apple pie.
Right. We were just talking about this movie written by drunk monkeys. We both hated it.
Avatar.
Right. It's where you shop for clothes.
Kohl's. I don't know why that came to mind.
It's two words. The first word is a yellow fruit.
Banana.
Clothing.
Banana Republic.
Right. The capital. Seconds. The capital of Russia.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
The big city in
Moscow.
Russia. Yes. All right, you got all 10.
I don't know why Kohl's came up. I don't know why. It's the first thing that came up.
Kohl's?
Kohl's. Wait, you don't shop at Kohl's? What do you got against Kohl's?
I don't have any. I just, that's not the first thing that would pop into my head for clothing. I don't know why.
They have good deals.
All right, I don't doubt you. It just seemed unusual that the first place you said was Kohl's.
A few final texts.
Yeah.
630. Esmeralda got screwed on these cards, but she's definitely smart.
Thank you.
And 815. Bill Nye and Mr. Cat, Dave Bennett went to school together in D.C.
That's right.
What?
We did know about that. Dave, real quick before we get out of here. Hey, Dave. Did you guys know each other? Were you buddies?
No, not really. Not really. I guess we were in some classes together.
Yeah.
I didn't know him. He wasn't a guy I really knew all that well. And we've had him on the show a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he even really remembered. But, yeah, the way I found it out, it was my junior high school yearbook. My kids are going through it. And they said, Dad, you went to school with Bill Nye, the science guy? And I said, I did. And then I remembered his name, but I didn't know he had become, because he wasn't the science guy back right then. He was just Bill Nye.
Right, right. He was little William Nye.
Yes, he was.
That's right. That's a great story, Dave.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah. Thanks, so, man.
Thank you.
Okay, Dave Ennett, everybody. Best friends with Bill Nye. All right, we'll take a break. The news is next. See you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
I'm going to have Steve Procopi here live in studio, and we're going to give you a preview of all the cool stuff happening at Flashback.
Very cool.
He's one of the hosts as well. All right, we'll take a break. News is coming up in 6 seconds.